I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I got a text here to my phone from someone who used to work here. I have one. I have a generator and a battery charger too.
Hold on. I got to stop. Where else would you get a text to other than your cell phone?
Ticket text, the computer.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah. Who sent that text? That would have, used to work here, has a generator, air compressor, battery charger.
Well, I know somebody who definitely has a generator who doesn't live here in this area anymore. Lives up north. And bought a generator thinking that power would go out all the time and then realized that power never goes out up north and he's got a useless generator. But I don't think it's that person.
I'll just tell you who it is. And we've mentioned him on the air before, but it's been a long time because he hasn't worked here in a while. Ranko. Ranko's got it all, of course. Well, and yeah. Ranko did everything by the book. Ranko made us all pale in comparison.
Look, if there's anybody that's got a man card, it's Ranko.
Yes. Ranko was one of the big wigs here for a while, and Ranko was, I mean, nobody was more buttoned up than him, right?
Oh, his man card's laminated.
Like you
he's
don't
got the gold one.
It's so laminated and so gold that you don't even question the fact that he is the biggest Pitbull fan in the world. Like, that's going to take it away. No, it only adds to it.
He did everything by the book. And in golf, playing golf with him was so irritating. He'd, like, put
scratch
a shot.
Golfer.
He'd put a shot within 2 feet, and he'd swear. I mean, what's the problem? He goes, I got a downhill putt. I was trying to leave it 2 feet short. Go F yourself, Ranko, with that.
I bet you his air compressor is pristine.
Oh, 100%.
No doubt about
preset
it.
Preset PSIs, all that stuff.
Anyway... Kane got caught.
Here's just a quick story, Ranko. So I golfed with him back in like September, right? I was filling in the golf league. And the range finder, you know, that you have for the golf?
Yep.
He goes, batteries are kind of squirrely in this thing. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I've got mine. He goes, that's all right. I got extra batteries. I'm like, you have extra batteries? He goes, you think I wouldn't have extra batteries? And then he goes and he grabs his battery. I'm like, I don't know if that's the right size battery. He goes, Gator, come on. You don't think I have the right size? And he plays. He goes, of course I do. Pops it right in. I'm like, yeah, you do.
I mean,
of course
everything about this
Sorry,
guy.
I even dared to question.
Everything about him. You know when you see the driveway that's so perfectly shoveled? It looks like it snowed all around, but the driveway, there's been no snow.
Yep.
That has to be his
Gotta
driveway.
Be his.
I mean, that's everything about this guy was buttoned up. You called him out for not having extra batteries. What do you
or doing? The right size.
Yeah. Anyway, Ken gets called out on social media for not having an air compressor and having to take his mom's car to Bell Tire and wait in line to get air in the tires when they were low yesterday. Said hashtag man card revoked. And we're like, whoa, is a compressor on the list of things that you need to have a man card? Roger on a cell. Hi, Roger.
Hey, how you doing? I got two quick solutions for this, but real quick, just a PSA. For every 10 degree temperature drop, you lose one PSI of air pressure in your tires. So my quick tip is when you do put the air in the tires, bump them up about 2 to 3 pounds extra. That way, when you get that temperature drop, you're right where you're supposed to be. But my point is the compressors, some cars come with it. They're trying to save weight and money by not putting a spare, whether it's a donut or a full-size spare. So some cars actually come with a compressor. But if you don't have that in the car, you can buy a little compressor that you plug in your cigarette lighter. It's going to take a little bit more time because it's not very big. Or you can get what I have is I have a battery-powered Ryobi, which is like a handheld unit. It looks like a gun. And that also will take a little bit of extra time, but at least you can take care of business on the spot with that.
Do you have a generator?
I don't. I live in an apartment. And, you know, as far as owning an actual compressor, that's really necessary if you're using like power tools that are air powered, pneumatic, for instance.
Right. Yeah, none of mine are pneumatic. 2485-399-9797. Jack in Detroit is next. Hi, Jack.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Great topic, man. Love it.
Thank you.
I've got a compressor. It's a miniature one, and I got one in the garage. It's like 120 pound per square inch, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's not huge or anything like that. But it's just nice to have it. It's a battery hookup, like the other fellow was saying. And it just, the extension cord on it, it goes quite a way, so it's easy to go all around your car or somebody else's. It's great to have it come in a little package and zips up, and easy pull out, put in, and all the other stuff that comes with it. But it just bails you out, man. It makes you feel good. I do have a generator. My power goes out regularly, just about, you know, when we get storms. So I do that too, and I got a power washer, and it's nice to have those things to clean up your house.
Let me ask you a question. If any of these things were taken away, would you feel vulnerable? Would you feel, I got to get it. If one of them broke down, I got to get another one.
Yeah, but I got to be honest here with you. Now, my opinion was wanting to get these compressors and seeing them and never having the chance to get it. Because I work too, pretty busy and all that. So maybe I do get my man card revoked from me when I ask my wife to order it for me. I don't know, but I mean, she knows what I need.
Yeah, you got one. Huh? All right, thank you. Literally anyone I know with a garage, this is from Scott and Howell via ticket text. Literally anyone I know with a garage owns a compressor. Doesn't have to be a two stage, but a single stage one is less than $200 from Harbor Freight or even Amazon.
I'm already out.
I don't even know what the stages are.
Stages? They're going to come in stages?
He's not even done. Get with the times. And yes, you should have a generator too. That's from Scott and Howell.
Well, how many stages are those? Gator, what stage air compressor are you going to get after the show today?
Stage 4. I'm going to go big or go home, right?
Yep. Well, which way does it go?
Any way you need it to go.
No, it's stage four, the stronger one, or stage one?
It's like DEFCON, which is...
I think the more stages you have, the more complex the machine is.
You sound fairly confident.
Yes.
But you're totally guessing.
100%.
All right, 248-539-9797.
I'll tell you when I go to Lowe's after work today.
Are you going to go get a compressor?
No, but I have to go to Lowe's to exchange some light bulbs.
Well, can you get me a compressor?
Hold on, okay, Gary? I got the wrong size light bulbs for a ceiling fan. I need to get those changed.
You couldn't handle a compressor. Neither can I.
You can't handle
a compressor. I'm not saying I can handle one. Hell no. You know, the funny thing is I actually used to have one like years ago.
Did you?
That was given to me as a Christmas gift. Probably over 20 years ago. I had one. And it didn't work for... crap. It was terrible. It was one of those things you use in the lighter.
Yeah.
And the lighter of the car, which I don't even think they even have those anymore in cars.
Yeah, they do.
But plug it in there and then go ahead and you can pump up your tires, I guess. But it took forever for it to work and it was just a piece of crap.
I feel like people are treating the compressor like life insurance. Like, you don't have life insurance? Well, that may, you know.
No, I don't actually. But, I don't have a family, so it's okay.
What about insurance on your car? Like,
yeah, I got insurance on the car, but I'm kind of with you in this. Maybe I'm just dumb. If my car is low on the tires, I drive a new enough vehicle where it lets me know that hey, your tires are low. I'll go to a gas station and get air.
Do they have a compressor? It honestly happens about once a year.
Would I rather risk driving home so I can get home to my compressor? Or how about I just go to the nearest gas station? It's on the way home.
Well, but if you're at home when the tires are low.
Well, I think you're supposed to keep it in your car too as well, aren't you?
And it depends on the stage.
I've never owned one.
What kind of, are we talking stage one, stage two, or stage five?
It's a valid
You're asking
point.
The wrong guy. I'm the one who got his car.
Yeah,
revoked.
You don't have the car. I know.
Next up is Barney in Brooklyn. What's up, Barney?
I'm like stage three, guys. Okay. I'm not stage five.
All right, good.
Okay, so I live in Irish Hills. You got to prep because you get snowed in, get iced in. Gator, you need one for your trailer. Just a pancake. It's like $150.
I don't have a trailer.
For your pontoon boat.
Yeah, no, the boats. I didn't get a trailer for that. I just had it directly dropped into the water.
Okay, well, I was thinking about you first, but Doug's the one that's the real issue. Doug's got three just getting ready to go to college and high school and all that stuff.
Yep.
Doug, come on, you got to get a pancake. It looks like a pumpkin that you buy at
what's a pancake?
You know, one of those half-off places.
What, I'm sorry, what's a pancake?
A tire pancake?
A pancake is a small compressor.
And I got to have,
can do a roof with a pancake. You can inflate tires. You don't have to sit in line and lose your man card.
I'm not doing
any
roofs.
Your grandma's car up there to get air in the tire.
The longest line has been one car.
You just plug it in and run for 5 minutes and you
fill the tires up. The longest line I've ever been in to get air is one car, and I'm not doing any roofs anytime soon.
Dude, you can't roof without a compressor, Doug. Come on. Are you even a real man? You don't do your own roofing? What? How did I just find this out about you?
Back to your phone calls and feedback in a moment. Pistons, a WTF performance last night. Blake Griffin returns. Derrick Rose is back. Pistons have their healthiest roster of the season. Minnesota's playing their third game in 4 nights. And the Pistons give up 41 in the first quarter and never really got back into it. They cut it to 5 with a couple minutes left, but a poor effort. And, oh, by the way, Minnesota was shorthanded. And now get this. Pistons play in Miami tonight. And because of the snow, do you hear what time their plane left?
No.
2:49 this morning. They didn't leave until 2:49.
Huh.
So good luck tonight against the Heat. After last night's dismal. I mean, but.
Well, so that means they get into Miami at, 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Hotel by 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be all right.
It sounds perfect.
Well, it's not ideal, but I mean, let's not coddle them too much, okay? You got all day to rest up, and then you'll play a game.
I would not take the Pistons tonight.
I wouldn't take the Pistons because they're a bad basketball team.
Last night's performance was just lethargic. Just lethargic. I worry a little bit about integrating Blake back in the lineup, though.
Well, that's the thing, is how long is it going to take before, like I said, this year with the injuries that the Lions had, how long before it stops being a reason and starts becoming an excuse of saying, well, they got to get used to each other and all that. And it's the same thing here. Blake played fine, played limited minutes and was fine. Andre Drummond went 4 for 12 from the field, and Derrick Rose had a terrible night shooting from the field. Other guys have to step up and they got to play their games, but that's it right there. That's the big three. How can those three guys exist playing on the floor together? And it felt like every time I went to watch the game last night, Blake Griffin was on the bench almost every time. Yeah. But Andre did not look himself. He looked flustered. For the first time that I've seen him play this year, where he looked like last year's Andre Drummond when things go bad. But hopefully they'll get back at it and they'll figure it out and they'll start to play well again. And Luke Kennard played 40 minutes last night and had what, 25 points or something. He's becoming much more aggressive for this team, and he needs to, because he's got to take that next leap. I don't know what his ceiling is. I don't think he's an all-star waiting to happen. But I think he can be an important piece to a team. To a good team, he's probably a sixth man. But they got a long ways to go.
Yes, they do. And not an encouraging start to the season, but I'm not giving up hope on them just yet. So I think integrating Blake into lineup is a difficult thing to do because Blake is so possession heavy. But 2-4-8-5-3-9-97-97. Let's get back to your phone calls. Anything on your mind, fair game. But we were talking about this because Ken got called out on social media because he tweeted out a very innocent tweet. Just went to Bell Tire for my mom to put air in her tires. The line was wrapped around the entire parking lot like they were giving away Popeye's chicken sandwiches. Okay, and that's fine. Innocent enough. Kind of funny. I mean, not side-splittingly funny. I mean, you've been funnier, but
come on, Doug.
Whatever.
Gator, you think it was funny?
It was all right.
Mark Juris.
Whatever, man. I don't care what you think.
Tweets him back. Wait just a sec. You have a griddle, but you don't have a compressor? # man card revoked. I don't have a compressor. Gator doesn't have a compressor. Kang doesn't have a compressor.
And everyone in that Bell Tire line doesn't have a compressor either.
No. But it's. I didn't realize this was so critical to the man card. Let's go to Jim in Sterling Heights. You're next. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was just wondering, how do you guys blow up like a kid's raft or you know, something like that? You're going to have one, Kang, for the baby, you know, when she needs something to
when
float.
When she's going rafting?
What's on her good old lung power?
I know you guys are hot, full of hot air, but...
But I think back when I was growing up, there were no compressors. I mean, if you had a raft, you had to blow it up manually. Is it easier if you have a compressor? Absolutely. But
yeah,
think back to the old days, man.
I know, but it's so much easier. I mean, you got to get with the times, man.
That's another reason why I don't have kids.
Great show, guys. Thank I love you. It.
Jim might be right, though, with the kids inflatables and stuff like that, and balloons. Yeah, I might have to invest in one. A stage one, at least.
My buddy has one. The other thing about this.
A lot of rafting, Kang?
Well, here's
I don't know what she's going to be into.
Yeah, but just going into a kiddie pool or something like that. But here's where you'll need it. I think it's a great thing my friend did for his kids years ago. Is he bought one of those bouncy houses, like a bouncy castle.
Yeah.
And he made an investment, and it cost him a couple $100 to do it. One of the best investments he ever made, because the kids love the thing, and it takes 5 minutes for it to get set up because of a compressor, because it just fills it right up. Your daughter deserves the best, Ken.
You couldn't do that with lung power.
You can't do that with lung power.
An entire bounce house.
No.
2-4-8-5-3-9-97-97. We go to Sean next up. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Sean.
Look, first time caller, long time listener.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Tell Ken, yeah, his man car revoked.
Revoked,
Kang. How many gas stations he passed before he got the bell tire?
Kang, you have to answer that question. None, he says. Bell tire was closest.
Yeah, you need air compressor. Just go to AutoZone, buy one like $20-$30.
That sounds like a stage zero.
No. I got
I want a stronger one.
Air tools. Yeah, for you, yeah, stage zero. You go out and buy a grill, but griddle, but don't buy, have an air compressor.
Yeah, where are Come your on. Priorities?
Well, hang on, Sean. You got a griddle?
No.
What do you mean you don't have a griddle? You have an air compressor and you don't have a griddle?
I'm taking away your man card.
No.
It's gone.
I work on cars.
Okay. So
file for reinstatement.
How do you expect to work on cars if you don't have a griddle?
I don't need to eat at the time.
The hell you don't. Come on, Sean.
What do you not need to eat? Nice size barbecue pit.
I can't argue with a barbecue pit.
Yeah, don't get that crust on a flat top burger, though.
Let's go to Will, who's next. Hi, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. Will.
Hey, I just want to say, I can't believe you didn't stop at a gas station, man. It's so easier. Why would you wait in line at Bell?
Because once I pulled in, I was stuck. There was nothing you could do. It was like a Popeye's chicken. Yes.
There's
that's
no
how
way.
Crazy
I
it was.
I don't believe it.
I'm
like,
telling
can someone
you.
Fact check this for me?
Go ahead.
I believe him.
Oh, there's no
why
way.
Why would I want to wait?
You just get a stage three compressor, man. They're not that expensive. And just keep
stage
it at
three.
Your house. Having power tools, you got to have power tools as a man. Everybody should have at least a couple tools, man. And you guys, don't think, living without a generator, how? As much as we lose power in Michigan, these snowstorms, these bad storms we get, you guys are living real ballsy without having a generator.
That's true. Thank you. I do like to live life dangerously.
Yep.
Living
all right,
on
you
the
guys
edge.
Have a good time. And Epstein didn't kill himself.
Interesting. So Kang, you didn't drive past any gas stations.
The bell tire is across the street, like the main road from where I live is right there. So I don't have to pass any gas station. Now listen, once I pulled into the parking lot, it's very narrow. The gate is narrow.
Yeah.
So I mean, once I get in there, you're
stuck.
Stuck. Yeah. So I can't turn around. You got to wait. So I was screwed. I don't want to wait in line.
Well,
all right? I hate
thing.
Waiting in line for anything.
And we're getting all kinds of different feedback on what stage compressor you want. He said stage three.
Yeah, I'm looking at a two-stage, three-cylinder air compressor pump. $400.
Okay, think about it, though. Let's say you have to stop and fill your tires with air, and it costs you, you don't wait in line at Bell Tire, it costs you $4. That compressor pays for itself after 400 fill-ups.
Yeah. How I wasn't trying to save a dollar either by skipping gas stations.
There's another one here for $630.
After 630 fill-ups, it pays for itself, Gator.
Wow.
Chuck and Warren, you're next. Hi, Chuck.
No, man card not revoked. I don't have the compressor. And if someone wants to revoke my man card, I play football, and I'll plant them into the ground.
Well, you have to take it from Chuck.
Yeah. Play football, you got a man card.
Yeah, I play defensive line. I'll plant them in the ground like a...
So did I, Chuck. We're men. We know.
I do. Yeah, I did as well. It's Madden. Right.
Now passing the bell tie, passing the other gas stations with the air pump, that could qualify.
For what? Losing a man card?
For losing
to
a man
save
card.
Save the buck?
But, man, compressor in your car is not a reason to lose. Not at all.
What about no generator? Is that a reason to lose a man card? No generator?
Well, I don't have a generator myself.
Okay. And he plays football. Really so he did play football. No, he's cool with that. He played football.
What about this, guys? We got a ticket text that says power washer if you're a man.
Nope. Don't have one.
I thought about getting one. I'd love to get a power washer. I just can't pull the trigger on that for something that I would use like once a year.
That's the same thing with a compressor. How often do you actually have to put air in your tires?
I don't. If time comes up, it's usually when they need an oil change, and they do it for you.
In
fact,
make sure
they'll always do it for you.
Every single time.
You can just bring it in between oil changes.
Wait. You go somewhere to get your oil change?
Turn off your mic, dude.
You don't do it yourself.
Wait. You don't roof your own roof, you don't change your own oil?
That's right.
Good night. Good night.
Yeah, but I don't claim to have a man card. I know where I'm deficient. Are you kidding me? Dude, I am all thumbs
when it comes to
anything mechanical.
You bought the wrong light bulbs.
Exactly.
He's going back to Lowe's.
I got to go back and pick them up.
Bring the old light bulbs.
What did you buy? What light bulbs did you buy?
I bought ceiling fan light bulbs, but the wrong size ceiling fan light bulbs. Because the problem was I was looking at, I had the absolute right size, but the ones I was looking at were not LED. And I wanted LEDs because the LEDs last longer. So then I'm looking around the same section, and it says the size. I thought it was the same size, and it read off as the same size. These were LEDs. Grab them. Got them home, and the second I opened them out of the package, I'm like, these are not the right size. I already know this before I even put it in the lights fixture. I made a mistake. It's not the first time I've made a mistake with light bulbs. Light bulbs are impossible for me. I'm terrible at finding the right size.
How can it be impossible?
I've got a lot of weird size light bulbs. A lot of weird shaped light bulbs.
Fixtures that have weird sockets.
Yes. Yeah.
Why don't you bring the old light bulb in with you?
I did. That's what's so dumb about it. That's why I'm holding. I'm like, here we go. I got it. Okay. Now I know what the size is because I'm holding up to the box because I couldn't read it on the light bulb because the etching in it was so small. Now I know. Okay, it's this size. And then I looked, find another size with the same size on it, but it says LED. I'm like, here we go. Got it. Nope. For what, being inept? I was on that list a long time ago.
Light bulbs and math. You hate them both.
I don't hate light bulbs. I just know that I've got an issue with this. I need someone to walk around Lowe's or Home Depot with me at all times.
You know what you need?
I need a contract.
He needs an adult in his life.
Just get in the car and have someone push you, man.
Right, exactly. I'll put my legs through the little thing there and let's just go.
The race car looking one.
Exactly.
I'm Tony Stewart. 97.1 The Ticket.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.